This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. In a late-night development, the Supreme Court has released the full in-house inquiry report, including the photos and videos regarding the alleged recovery of cash from the residence of the High Court Justice Yashwant Verma. The Apex Court has also released Justice Verma's response to the allegations. In the response, Justice Verma denied all the allegation that was stated that the room in which the fire occurred and where the cash was allegedly found was an outhouse, not the main building where the judge and his family reside. According to the inquiry report, Justice Verma unequivocally stated that no cash has ever placed in any storeroom of the house by him or any of his family members. He strongly denounced the suggestion that the alleged cash belonged to him. The inquiry report submitted by the Delhi High Court Chief Justice D.K. Upadhyay also contained information about the official communication stating that 4 to 5 semi-burnt stacks of Indian currency were found. The 25-page inquiry report included the videos and photographs of the firefighting operators at Justice Verma's residence on Holy Night, during which the cash was recovered. India has doubled the gross domestic product in the last 10 years at a growth of 105% from $2.1 trillion in 2015 to $4.3 trillion in 2025. According to the data released by the International Monetary Fund, with this, India is now the fifth largest country in terms of GDP in the world after US, China, Germany and Japan. The Commerce and Industry Ministry has said that 764 applications have been approved under the production-linked incentive schemes for 14 key sectors till now. 176 MSMEs are among the PLI beneficiaries in sectors such as bulk drugs, medical devices, pharma, telecom, white goods, food processing, textiles and drones. The actual investments of around 1.61 lakh crore rupees have been reported till November last year. PLI schemes have transformed India's export basket from traditional commodities to high value added products such as electronics and telecommunication goods and processed food products. The center has withdrawn 20% duty on onion export effective from 1st of April. According to the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, this will ensure the remunerative prices to the farmers while maintaining the affordability of the onion to the consumers at crucial juncture. It added that both mandi and retail prices have been softened following the expected arrival of the rabi crops in good qualities. India has sent humanitarian assistance to Botswana in the wake of floods in the country, External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that the first tranche of around 10 tons of assistance comprising essential medicines, surgical supplies, mosquito nets and the water purifiers were dispatched to Botswana. The Indian Embassy in Qatar is providing all the possible assistance to the matter of detention of Indian national Amit Gupta by Qatari authorities in relaxation to the ongoing investigation. The sources said that the embassy is in touch with his family and the lawyer representing Amit Gupta and the Qatari authorities on a regular basis. The Delhi Legislative Assembly has taken the significant step towards the digital governance by signing the MOU between the Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs and the Government of Delhi for the implementation of the National E-Vidhan application. The MOU was signed in the presence of the Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and the Speaker of Delhi Legislative Assembly Vijender Gupta in New Delhi yesterday. In the Indian Premier League, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In another clash of the day, Chennai Super Kings will face Mumbai Indians at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai from 7:30 p.m. Earlier in the inaugural match of the IPL, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 7 wickets at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. The third day of the Khelo India Para Games 2025 witnessed intense competition and inspiring performances at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium, New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.